Dean at WGCL. Glass in the afternoon. Thank you for being with us. Gloomy Monday. That's all right, though. We'll bring some sunshine to you throughout the program today, and we'll start with my great friend Aaron White from visitbloomington.com. Aaron, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
We can always turn a little sunshine in this program, no matter what the weather is, what the weather is outside. And Visit Bloomington is finding creative ways, and you've been doing this all, well, you did it all summer long with the local dining game. How did that go, number one? And we'll get to what's happening this week. But we're just trying to do something to just keep sparking the interest of locals and regional people to a degree to come in and just, get, for lack of a better word, just give us a shot in the arm for the restaurant business.
Exactly. Well, yes, the last time we chatted on the phone was to talk about the Bloomington Summer Challenge, the B-Town Summer Challenge, and it was a fantastic end to, you know, a crazy summer. So certainly a program that we want to continue in future years and made, you know, tweak a little thing, a few things here and there, but it was great. So thanks for asking. But yeah, we're back at it this fall with the first annual Bloomington Restaurant Week and couldn't be more excited.
Now, Bloomington Restaurant Week would be, and I haven't read all the details yet, that's why I'm having you on today. A week is 7 days, we know that, so that part, check, I've got that covered. We've seen other cities or metropolitan areas maybe do this in this January, February. I know Indy's done this before. Is it similar to that where they're just, where they give you a nice little deal or a little price break to get you in and try what's going on?
Exactly. So, you know, we have expanded upon the traditional week, and Restaurant Week here kicks off today, October 19th, and is running through Sunday, November 1st.
I like it. That's Restaurant Weeks. That's good. That's better.
Yes, exactly. Taking advantage of all of this great warm weather that we're getting this last push here in the last couple weeks of October, along with the extended street closures in the downtown area, giving people an opportunity to safely dine outside and distance themselves if they're not necessarily feeling super comfortable going inside yet. We totally understand. We wanted to give people an option. So we've got over 30 restaurants participating with exclusive menus, super cool, creative twists on some things that they normally do, which is fantastic. And a majority of those restaurants are offering that opportunity for lunch, dinner, and carry out. But you'll want to check out BloomingtonRestaurantWeek.com and get the specific details from the restaurants you want to visit before you go.
And that's where I am right now, so I'm getting all my information from the official source. And what I don't want people to fall into, Aaron, is this isn't just for Kirkwood and the Square. This is for all of Bloomington.
Absolutely. We have, like I said, over 30 restaurants participating in all areas of Bloomington and even in Ellettsville. I just got off the phone with the folks, the lovely folks at Underground Bakery, Underground Cupcake and Bake, and they are going to be doing a great deal as well. So not forgetting about our community-wide restaurants.
And the tough thing at this time is, I want to remind folks, because I was in the restaurant business for 100 years as well. I get how this stuff works. The purpose of this event is to give you an excuse to maybe go somewhere you haven't gone before or go to one of your favorite places. But what this isn't, and I think that's kind of important, this is not like a Taste of Bloomington situation where there's a big discount on the menu. This is done to help these places, not to give away the house.
Exactly. And that's what we wanted to be very specific about when we were inquiring with restaurants when they wanted to let us know if they were choosing to participate, that we were very specific in asking them to not, you know, burn down the house and offer, you know, free food, because these restaurants and these business owners have suffered enough already this year. This is really that shot in the arm that we're asking for our residents, our visitors to go give these restaurants. You know, we're asking them to just do something, you know, that is order out, dine in, leave a few extra dollars and a tip for the server if you think that they gave great awesome service. You know, we're really just asking them to do something because we want these places to be here after this dark cloud, as I keep referring to COVID, after it lifts and it's behind us.
And it will be behind us before you know it. Erin White is our guest from Visit Bloomington. She's the director of leisure marketing and media. And I want to give a big congratulations, kudos, whichever you'd like, shout out, like the kids say, to whoever put this together, because my favorite thing, being an adult and being an adult with kids, gee whiz, I got enough headaches. The last headache I want to walk in the door and they say, where's your coupon? Where's your no. You're not dealing with any of that. That's fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are welcome. Yes, expressly clear. No coupons, no tickets necessary. Simply go into the participating restaurant and ask to see their Bloomington Restaurant Week menu and order from there. And it is as simple and painless as possible. We wanted to make this as low barrier as possible.
No secret handshakes, no wink, no. Wink, knock, knock, no code word. Ah,
exactly.
That's fantastic.
I know. It's refreshing, isn't it?
It is, and I hope we learn some stuff out of the pandemic that we don't want to go through to have these learning situations. But again, we're starting to figure out how to reduce some of these barriers and just to get people in and going. And then everything else, volume starts everything. Then you can take care of the rest of it. But empty seats don't buy anything, and that's what's encouraging. The other thing I love about this program, and this is a good job to the restaurant people and a good job to you guys putting it together, this is also available for carryout. So you don't have to go sit somewhere where you're not 100% comfortable or you're not warm enough under the heater or whatever the case may be. Again, this is a fantastic way to participate. You can get in on the deal with going home. That's great.
Exactly. We wanted to leave as many options on the table as possible because the ultimate goal is to support these businesses and the hospitality workers that make them so unique and special to our community.
Erin White's our guest this afternoon. Visit Bloomington.com is her web address. And when you get there, you can go to BloomingtonRestaurantWeek.com. Where am I at right now? I am at visitBloomington.com/Restaurant Week, and all the menus are up, so you can see everything before you go, the great deals you can get. Now, Erin, you said this is going to run from today until November 1st, which is a Sunday, and this is every day of the week, right? This isn't like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. This is all days encompassing moving forward.
Exactly. Starting today, October 19th, and running through Sunday, November 1st. So the last two full weeks of October, which is kind of amazing that we're at the last 2 weeks of the month. Where did the fall go? But what a way to end it out with a bang. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not eating at home for 2 weeks. This is awesome. Like, these meals that these restaurants have put together are delicious. And you've got your old haunts, you know, your stomping grounds that you always go to. And then you've got some newcomers as well. So places like the Chef's Table, which is a new restaurant, on Dunn Street between Kirkwood and 4th, actually just south of 4th. You know, you got your new places, you got your old haunts, the whole nine yards, basically.
And that covers every kind of cuisine you're looking for, whether it's sit-down, whether it's chain or fast food. We're all in this together, and everybody here lives here and works here, so it does help.
Exactly.
Any way you can do it. And again, this will go on from Monday the 19th today through the 1st. So even if you have big Halloween plans, you can still hit a Sunday brunch and find one of these great menus. Now, I know you don't have a crystal ball right in front of you, because a month ago, I don't know if this was on your radar or not, we're getting to the holiday time. Is there something brewing that we need to keep our eyes open once we get, I don't want to get past restaurant week, that's not the point of our conversation today, but are you finding something every other month or 6 weeks that you're trying to throw some gas on the fire? We know the holidays and Black Friday, et cetera, are around the corner as well.
Exactly. Well, and I'm so glad that you asked, because we have been feverishly planning, you know, some programming that we're going to be rolling out, some holiday gift guides, enticing shoppers to get out and support our local retailers, these small business owners. They need you now more than ever as well. And if you find yourself out and about during restaurant week and just a few steps from one of our local businesses, Pop in, you know, they need your help and support too. So we're going to be rolling out some cool promotions with them over the holidays. We have been collecting information from our restaurants, knowing that Thanksgiving is going to look a little bit different for a lot of people this year, smaller gatherings, maybe not doing big things with family. So we want to give you all of the options for those places that are offering takeout and to-go menus, or food items rather, for Thanksgiving.
Ooh,
getting those pre-orders in for your Thanksgiving pies and desserts, because God knows we all need pie more than we've ever needed pie in the past.
Might have to order some extra pie this year.
And even starting to work on, you know, opportunities that are going to be available for what does New Year's look like, because I can't decide if I want to like ring out 2020 with a bigger bang than I ever have before, or let it just quietly drop off the face of the planet. I can't decide, but we're going.
But I know
to
I got
to
eat on
places.
New Year's Eve. I know that's that's the number one thing. If 2020 is going to take me at the final whistle, I want a belly full of good Bloomington food. At some point. So that's the fun part. Now, Restaurant Week starts today. Monday is a quiet day by usual standards in the restaurant business. So if you want to get started, people, you walk in today, people that are participating in this program that you can see at the Visit Bloomington website, again, visitbloomington.com/restaurantweek, they're ready for you right now. True or false? True, right? They're ready to go.
True, absolutely.
So if you don't want to wait, if you don't want to be in a crowd, if you don't want to sit outside, Mondays and Tuesdays are really good days, as I've learned over the years, to sneak in. Now, it's not always easy if you have kids, but or school or soccer practice, like in my house, what's going on. But this is a great thing. This is just not on Fridays or Saturdays where it's already busy. This is all week long, and this is for all of this week, all of next week, running till Sunday, November 1st. Now, the other thing I was going to ask you, if this is news to somebody right now and they say, oh my gosh, I want to do this, I want to get involved, you can still add restaurants to it. There's no formality. They can join tomorrow, next week, or whatever, right?
Yes, that's true. But the sooner they contact me, Aaron, at visitbloomington.com, the sooner we can get them listed on the Restaurant Week website and make sure that all of our residents and visitors can learn about their special offers. But yes, if you want to participate in your restaurant and you're listening right now, give me a shout. We'll get you added.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now, this is all over social media, right? I mean, you can't pass out flyers anymore. It's all electronic. Absolutely.
A lot of what we're doing is telling people over the internet, but we've had some great media coverage from our local media outlets, our newspapers, and
saw that front page today. Very nice.
Yeah, fantastic. So they've been really supportive, just because we all know how much these restaurants and our retailers need our support right now. The hospitality community needs you more than they've ever needed you in the past, and this is your way to just go out and do something.
And at least 31 restaurants are up and going right now, so you can go and take a look at that online. Give me your socials. It's easy as just popping in Visit Bloomington in the old search bar on Facebook, right?
Absolutely. Or to make it even easier on you, you can go to bloomingtonrestaurantweek.com, and you get pushed right to the perfect spot.
Redirection City. Easy is that. Everything's way too easy here. This is starting to make, so you don't need a coupon. You don't need to print off a flyer. You don't need the secret handshake tattoo or anything else that goes along with it. You just literally show up and say, hey, I saw you participating in Bloomington Restaurant Week, and bam, the magic menu appears. It can't be that easy.
It is that easy, and that's why we are so excited to have so many people getting out and supporting these businesses over the next 2 weeks.
Now, Aaron, did I see as well somewhere that we're going to keep Kirkwood closed, or parts of Kirkwood closed off to the end of the year, or was I hallucinating again on that?
No, you were correct. So it sounds as though the city's made the decision to keep the blocks in front of, for lack of better way to describe it, in front of our Uptown Cafe and Farm Bloomington at the west end of Kirkwood Avenue, and then closed through the end of the year, as well as the block in front of Lenny's on Kirkwood.
Yeah, noodles and so from, yeah, Potbelly?
Exactly. Exactly. And then also the block from Dunn to Grant, where you've got Nick's and Osteria Rago, and you've got Witch Witch, you've got Chipotle, you've got Cafe Pizzeria.
Village Deli.
Village Deli, all of those restaurants.
So basically, everything is going to be as it is normally Thursday through Sunday, except they'll leave it from Washington to Grant, it sounds like, opened up, ready to go there.
That is correct. So in front of the library, you will still be able to park.
Oh, good. That's a smart idea.
Your
right.
vehicle. Yes.
So and you've got the hotel those, right there, so you got to have a little flexibility.
Yep.
Well, that makes sense, and that's great. So that, is that going to be closed just weekends, or is that closed now Sunday through Monday?
Sunday through Monday is my understanding. So
awesome. That
is just, that's a new development that just came out late last week. And, you know, we're excited about it. Again, taking advantage of this warmer weather that's headed our way this week, giving people an opportunity to safely distance and dine outdoors is a fantastic concept. And I'm so excited to see it happen.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Mayor John Hamilton will join us in his normal spot 4:05 tomorrow. So we'll pick his brain on how this moved along. But dealing with the restaurant people, they're excited for ideas. They're excited to have these. Did you present this idea to the restaurant folks, or did they bring this to you guys?
We actually brought it to them, and the reason why we did was, you know, earlier in the fall when the word came down that there was not going to be a football season, we looked at ourselves and said, what are we going to do? You know, that is a big time opportunity for our restaurants and visitors to come into our community and things like that. And so, I mean, it was a very quick decision, and we knew it was the right one. And we said, well, we have to do a restaurant week. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we presented it to a small group of restaurateurs who said, yeah, absolutely. And then we rolled it out to all 350 plus restaurants that are located in Monroe County. Anybody who serves food or drinks had the opportunity to participate, and it was free. There was no financial obligation on the cost of the restaurants. We said at Visit Bloomington that we would take care of all of the marketing and media and promotional efforts, and they quickly jumped on board. And just, you know, we love our restaurants. We want them to be around for a really long time, and it was an easy decision on our part.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad it's all coming together in different ways and shapes and forms. Like you mentioned, we'll have some streets closed through the end of the year until, well, weather permitting. But sometimes, you know, Bloomington's weird. We have one day it's 70, one day it's 20, one day it's 60, one day it's 30. And having that all set up where we're not tearing it up, putting it down, putting it away, putting it back up, I think will help out a little bit. And if you're dressed properly, it's not bad. I mean, you go sit on a back deck with your friends, it's the same thing. So if you can
if you can
do that.
Exactly. and the restaurants, they're investing in those heaters.
Yeah.
And on Friday, when I was dropping off some posters about Restaurant Week, I saw Galen Cassidy and his team at Uptown Cafe putting together one of those igloos that you can
sit in.
So, you know, it's everybody's really getting involved and making the best of it and doing all they can to make it work.
Yeah,
you know, they're
not
trying really hard.
Tearing it down and setting it up every weekend is probably
a
little stress.
That would be exhausting.
Reliever. It would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's why servers get paid $2 an hour. You know how that works.
Just so.
So if you can help
that's
out, please
right.
help out. I know. Aaron, give us the web address one more time so people can find this and share this with their friends. And if you need an excuse to get out, well, at least 31 places are participating. You're going to have to, let's see, in 2 weeks of 14. That's twice a day, and you're going to have to go somewhere once another time. So get out there and get after it. Where do we find this on the old internet?
BloomingtonRestaurantWeek.com.
Outstanding. And whenever you get all your holiday stuff cooked up, ready to go, and it pops out of the oven, please give us a call back and let us know how we can help the retail community as well, because I know you guys will be putting together a big to-do for that here in early November. Great job. Get out. Enjoy it. I hope I run into you soon.
Thank you so much, Glass. Have a great day.